Tarea 3.
In 2050, our global population is projected to reach 9.8 billion, with 68% of us living in urban city centers. In order to feed this massive population, we will need to increase our agricultural output by 70% over current levels. Just to put this number into perspective, we will need to grow more food in the next 35 to 40 years than the previous 10,000 years combined. Put simply, not only is our global population becoming bigger, but it's also getting denser. And we will need to grow significantly more food using significantly less land and resources. Complicating our current efforts to address these major demographic shifts are the challenges facing the agricultural industry today. Globally, 1/3 of all the food that we produce is wasted, equating to 1.6 billion tons of food that spoiled on the way to the market, or expired in our refrigerators, or were simply thrown out by supermarkets and restaurants at the end of the day. Every single year, up to 600 million people will get sick eating contaminated food, highlighting the challenge that we have of maintaining global food safety. And maybe unsurprisingly, the agricultural industry is the single largest consumer of fresh water, accounting for 70% of global usage. But one of the more recent innovations in food production being deployed in industrial parks in North America, in the urban city centers of Asia, and even in the arid deserts of the Middle East is controlled environment agriculture. Controlled environment agriculture is actually just a fancy way of saying weather or climate-proof farming. And many of these farms grow food three-dimensionally in vertical racks, as opposed to the two dimensions of conventional farms. And so this type of food production is also referred to as indoor vertical farming. Indoor vertical farming is a relatively recent phenomenon, commercially speaking. And the reason for this is that consumers care more about food safety and where their food comes from. And also, the necessary technology to make this possible is more readily available and lower cost. And the overall cost of food production globally is actually increasing, making this type of food production more competitive. So if you want to build an indoor vertical farm, you will need to replace some of the conventional elements of farming with artificial substitutes, starting with sunlight. In indoor vertical farms, natural sunlight is replaced with artificial lighting like LEDs. Now, most of these farms are hydroponic or aeroponic systems, which means that instead of using soil, they use a substitute material like polyurethane sponges, biodegradable peat moss, and even use inorganic materials like perlite and clay pellets. Another unique aspect about these farms is that they use a precise nutrient formula that is circulated and recycled throughout the facility, and this is pumped directly to the vegetable's root zone to promote plant growth. And lastly, these farms use a sophisticated monitoring and automation system to significantly increase productivity, efficiency, and consistency. And these tools also provide the added benefit of producing food that is more traceable and safe. In 2050, our global population is projected to reach 9.8 billion, with 68% of us living in urban city centers. In order to feed this massive population, we will need to increase our agricultural output by 70% over current levels. Just to put this number into perspective, we will need to grow more food in the next 35 to 40 years than the previous 10,000 years combined. Put simply, not only is our global population becoming bigger, but it's also getting denser. And we will need to grow significantly more food using significantly less land and resources. Complicating our current efforts to address these major demographic shifts are the challenges facing the agricultural industry today. Globally, 1/3 of all the food that we produce is wasted, equating to 1.6 billion tons of food that spoiled on the way to the market, or expired in our refrigerators, or were simply thrown out by supermarkets and restaurants at the end of the day. Every single year, up to 600 million people will get sick eating contaminated food, highlighting the challenge that we have of maintaining global food safety. And maybe unsurprisingly, the agricultural industry is the single largest consumer of fresh water, accounting for 70% of global usage. But one of the more recent innovations in food production being deployed in industrial parks in North America, in the urban city centers of Asia, and even in the arid deserts of the Middle East is controlled environment agriculture. Controlled environment agriculture is actually just a fancy way of saying weather or climate-proof farming. And many of these farms grow food three-dimensionally in vertical racks, as opposed to the two dimensions of conventional farms. And so this type of food production is also referred to as indoor vertical farming. Indoor vertical farming is a relatively recent phenomenon, commercially speaking. And the reason for this is that consumers care more about food safety and where their food comes from. And also, the necessary technology to make this possible is more readily available and lower cost. And the overall cost of food production globally is actually increasing, making this type of food production more competitive. So if you want to build an indoor vertical farm, you will need to replace some of the conventional elements of farming with artificial substitutes, starting with sunlight. In indoor vertical farms, natural sunlight is replaced with artificial lighting like LEDs. Now, most of these farms are hydroponic or aeroponic systems, which means that instead of using soil, they use a substitute material like polyurethane sponges, biodegradable peat moss, and even use inorganic materials like perlite and clay pellets. Another unique aspect about these farms is that they use a precise nutrient formula that is circulated and recycled throughout the facility, and this is pumped directly to the vegetable's root zone to promote plant growth. And lastly, these farms use a sophisticated monitoring and automation system to significantly increase productivity, efficiency, and consistency. And these tools also provide the added benefit of producing food that is more traceable and safe.